So Chazal in the Yalkut Shimonim, Parsha and Sefer Mishlei teach that old Moadim in the future are going to be batel, except for Purim, which is going to last forever. So the question is, how are we supposed to understand this idea of Chazal, that Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, all those Yom Tovim are going to be somehow nullified in the future, whereas Purim is going to be a Yom Tov that lasts forever. And I think we can explain this idea of Chazal based off another idea of Chazal in the Sikh Parsha, in Parsha's Kitisa. Because in Parsha's Kitisa, we received the Luchos Shnios, and Chazal, the Medrash Tanchuma, Oslam and Aleph, they comment that the reason why the Luchos Rishonos did not last, whereas the Luchos Shnios did last, is that the Luchos Rishonos that Maimon Har Sinai are given in public, whereas the Luchos Shnios are given privately to Moshe Rabbeinu, and something as private is able to last and stick forever. And I think with this idea, now we can understand why it is a Purim, is the Yom Tov which is going to last forever, because all the other Yom Tovim, those are open miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not able to last. Only the miracle, only the Nes Purim, which is something that was done by Hester, something done as a Nes Nister, only something that's done by Tzina, that's something that's going to last and endure forever. And if this is true of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Luchos Rishos and Luchos Shnios, only the Luchos Shnios are given by Tzina, were able to last. This is also true of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the miracles of Yitzchus and Simon, Matan, Torah, and Sukkot. Instead, those miracles aren't going to be the ones that last forever. Only the miracle of Purim, which is a Nes that was done, Derech Hester, Derech Tzina, is going to last forever. That the Meisim, the Avars, are really the ones that are going to truly last in this world and the next world, and not the ones that we're doing publicly, but the ones that we do privately, the things that we do when no one else is watching, only when Kosh Baruch Hu sees, those are the things that really are truly last forever and forever.